Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Thanks for being here again. Numbers are good, which means you're listening, sharing, liking, loving, and sending it to all your friends and enemies. It's Matt and Ramona. Squatch is here. Eric Kelly is here. And we are hoping that you'll rate this and comment at the end, too. Okay, where was I? Oh, I'm talking about my lazy kid today. And I don't mean that in a discouraging, you know, like a disparaging way, because she is the one who says she's lazy. She's 11.
She owns it. And loves it. Here's the thing that I can truly appreciate about Avery. She is innocently honest. Like, she's not trying to be something that she's not. She is just speaking her truth.
It's frustrating at times for us, but she does things like did the half high five. Like, Amy was going to high five her. She had her hand up. She did something well. And Amy's like, all right, don't let me hanging. And she's like, you know, I'm lazy. You come to me for the high five. So she made her finish the high five. She won't when she's.
Hey. She's not chasing your high five.
She's not chasing
the high five. She's not chasing
it. And her arm wasn't even lifted up. It was on the table. Like,
she is not looking for outside validation.
No, no.
If you're trying to give it, then you can give it, but she's not going out of the way for it.
No.
Why? Because she owns the fact that she is where she is right now, and she's comfortable where she is.
Yeah, she is. She, like, she won't, like, she's eating dinner, we're eating dinner, and it's like, can you get me a water? Like, I'm like, get your own water. What are you doing here? She goes, you're over. You know, she's like, you're over there again. I'm like, I gotta teach you to get your water. She goes, all right, I just won't drink.
I'll be thirsty.
She's willing to suffer for it. Like, you know what? I have thirst, but you know what I don't have? Enough thirst to get up.
And the other thing,
and I've been there.
Yes.
Who hasn't?
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
I haven't.
She does the waiting game, you know, wait till somebody is right by the water, or getting your own water, and then she goes, hey, get the water. How do you do it at that point?
Right, because that's just the polite thing to do if you're already over there, is to offer.
Because you have done, I'm sure we've done these things where you're with somebody and you're kind of hungry for a snack, but you're not doing it until they get up and say you want a snack. Then you get a snack, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You'll make your own move.
At least when she grows up,
you
won't
have
to worry about
never bowling. Had that experience where you were thirsty, but you were too lazy to get up?
Yeah, no.
How about a snack?
Like, what about like laying in bed? And you're Oh,
y'all, if I'm hungry or thirsty, I'm getting up.
I'm not about to play with you.
If I'm hungry, especially if I'm hungry. Thirsty, maybe. Hungry.
Yeah, but you're not really hungry.
In the middle of the night, you will get up out of your bed and go get a glass of water.
Yeah.
Oh, I've done that.
I am definitely the house walker at night.
If you
hear somebody going tiptoe, that's me because I was probably thirsty.
Wow. Well, I'll get a drink of. But you guys, I'll just stick my head under the bathroom sink, faucet. Yeah.
You're not walking to the kitchen and getting a cup?
No, probably not. Yeah.
But sometimes I always have like a bottle or a glass of water beside me anyway.
I knew the answer to that.
Yeah.
I knew the answer. I knew.
You wouldn't stick your head under the bathroom sink?
No, no. I don't drink water from the bathroom, really.
Who? Wait, that, what?
From the bathroom?
Where are we going with this? How do we even get here?
Well, I'm saying if I'm in the bed and the bathroom's right there, I'll just go stick my head under the faucet.
The faucet of the bathroom?
What's wrong with that?
Bro, what is wrong with you?
What's wrong with that?
Thank you.
It's what water.
It's water.
It's the same water that comes out of the kitchen sink.
I don't give a damn.
Is there poo just constantly circulating around your kitchen?
There's not poo constantly circulating around my sink.
In your bathroom.
There's a separate little commode. But even if it wasn't, what are the odds of it floating around, going up inside the...
You're right, Matt. Yeah, why have we been using cups and drinking from kitchen faucets all this time when we actually just could have been acting like dogs?
you wouldn't even drink with a cup out of your bathroom sink?
No.
Even with a cup?
No.
How about your kitchen sink?
Yes.
Or does it have to be filtered?
Don't act like it's fancy to want water from a kitchen
fancy.
Sink versus a bathroom spigot.
I would drink out of the bathtub if the faucet if I needed to.
Why do you even bother? Why don't you just keep the sink or bathtub halfway filled with water so you can go lap it up like some common woodland creature at a well?
You've never been
Good Lord, sir.
You've never been thirsty in the shower and just kicked your head back?
No. No, and they tell you you shouldn't do that.
Oh, who tells you that?
I don't know. People who are trying to keep us from dying and getting sick.
So you just be sitting there, butt naked, drinking water from a shower?
I might have some shorts on or something. Yeah, kids walk in.
From the shower?
Well, the shower, I'm butt naked, yes.
That's not thirsty. The point. That was just...
Thirsty, yeah.
Okay, drinking warm or hot water from the shower is especially bad because of the bacteria in the hot water tank.
I don't drink...
Potential health hazards from drinking shower water include...
Oh, stop. I'm not drinking. I'm drinking like a couple sips or something. I'm not... It's not a lot. Now, the bathroom sink, that's probably more, but... I mean, how much comes down on your face? You get something, the water gets in your mouth when you're taking a shower.
This is all bad.
Can I read you another quote? Your bathroom tap water is perfectly fine to brush your teeth with and also to wash up with, as long as you're not swallowing the water.
Oh, please. That's a bunch of boo-hoo.
I mean, it's still your mouth.
And if you're the kind of person who's likely to get thirsty in the middle of the night, bring a glass or bottle of kitchen tap water with you to bed.
That's what I do.
That's what I do.
A bottle of water.
Is this on bougie.com?
No, it's just commonsense.org.
No, it's from people who don't want diarrhea.com.
I love diarrhea. I bet you Squatch drinks out of this sink.
No, I do not. Don't do that.
Come on, man. I'm waiting for somebody on my side trying to drag Squatch into it.
Look, I know I get joked on a lot, but no, we're not doing that.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. I think you guys are weird. So anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, my kid, lazy, I don't know, whatever, anyway.
Meanwhile, here's the thing, and I'm not talking to you, Matt Harris. I'm only talking to you, Eric.
Okay.
Stop.
He's talking about how lazy his child is, yet this man is too lazy to go to the kitchen to get a cup and get some water. He is lapping from the sink in the bathroom, which we have already told him is filled with bacteria.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to say, my child is too lazy. Like, what?
Two things.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, two things. You're very correct. Second of all, the word lapping. Thank you. You're very colorful, and I appreciate
efficiency.
No, it's not.
And you know
what?
Avery is operating on a system of energy efficiency.
She is like you in that sense. She says she's an indoor kid.
She's an indoor human, just like her Aunt Ramona. And I am still stuck on a video from when she was probably about 5 years old. She was in one of those school fun runs where the kids have had, you know, grandparents and neighbors pledge them money to raise cash for the for the school. And so Avery's out there for the fun run and Matt's out there with the other parents videotaping it. And you see all the kids like just running and screaming. And then here's Avery like decidedly walking. She wasn't just strolling.
She was decidedly
walking. And you can hear Matt in the background going, come on, Avery. Go, Avery. And she looks over at him like, what? Do I look like one of these little screaming monkeys to you? Like, why are you yelling?
Avery said,
I'm out here.
What about me? Makes you think
I know
I'm gonna be running.
She was like not into it. Like, no, you know I'm not a runner.
She said, you gotta run. She said, I asked the teacher.
She's not a runner, not a track star.
I said, well, it's called like a run-a-thon. She said, no, it's called a boost-a-thon. There's no run in it. Like, oh, geez.
She got the information ahead of time. Like, is there running involved?
Yeah.
Because if there is, the participation from me will be zero. Oh, I can walk? I'm in. Thank you, Avery. Thank you on behalf of the other children who are not runners. On behalf of little chubby Ramona, who is an asthmatic, I thank you, Avery Harris, for taking a stand.
I'm just hoping after her little walk or run, she didn't go to the bathroom sink and start drinking after
it.
No,
like, she was going to wait for somebody else to get it for her.
Oh, that is
efficiency.
That's efficiency.
What her father does is pure, unadulterated laziness.
The only thing she said, the only reason she wanted would ever have kids is so they could work on the animals she's going to have, so she'd have to do it all.
She was meant to be on
She's
a
Harris. She's a Harris.
Man.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Having more kids so that more farmhands.
Okay.
That's right.
Wow, I love that kid.
Hit us up on Facebook, Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, and Matt Ramona Facebook page. Share, comment, and rate it.
Don't be lazy.